We continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos, and today with lesson number 9, and today we begin the fourth perek. We're continuing the topic of situations in which there are two or several components, and under which conditions are all the components necessary so that if one is missing, the entire procedure cannot be performed. For example, an easy example, according to the Tanakhama at least, one has to have tzitzis on all four corners of his beged. If he has only three corners with tzitzis, then he has not performed the mitzvah. So each corner of tzitzis is ma'akev, prevents the mitzvah from being valid. And we had various other examples, mostly from the realm of kodeshim, of korbanos, and the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we continue with some examples of a mitzvah which has two or several components, where the absence of one component does not invalidate the mitzvah. And the Mishnah begins, HaTecheles eino ma'akeves es halovon, v'halovon eino ma'akeves haTecheles. The Pasuk tells us, in the parsha we read, the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, that one has to have strings upon the four corners of his of a four-cornered beged. But to get in those strings has to be one or two strings which are techeles, which are wool dyed with the material obtained from a creature called the chalazon. We believe it's a certain type of snail. And however, if one does not have techeles, but only the love on the white, uncolored strings, he's yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. HaTcheles eino ma'akeves es halovon. The absence of tcheles does not obstruct the mitzvah being done with the lovon, with the right white threads, the white strings. Similarly, v'halovon, if he has no white strings but only tcheles strings, eino ma'akeves haTcheles, he can perform the mitzvah with tcheles alone. Similarly, in the case of tefillin, we wear tefillin, one tefillah, the singular of tefillin is tefillah, one tefillah on the hand and one on the head. Tefillah shel yad, eino ma'akeves shel rosh. If, for some reason, a person does not have a tefillah shel yad, so that does not stand in the way of his fulfilling the mitzvah with just the tefillah on his head. V'shel rosh, eino ma'akeves shel yod. If a person does not have a tefillah shel rosh, that doesn't stand in the way of his fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad. Because these are essentially two separate mitzvahs, one is not dependent upon the other. Hasoles v'hashemen, einom ma'akvines hayayin. We learned the concept of minchas nesochim. That is the korba mincha, which accompanies certain korbanos, certain animal korbanos. And the minchas nesochim is composed of of flour and oil, and also of wine. Suppose the person bringing the korban has no soles and shemen, but only wine. Nevertheless, Hasoles v'hashemen eino ma'akvines hayayin. You can bring the animal korban plus the wine, and vice versa. V'lo hayayin ma'akvon. If the person has no yayin, but only soles and shemen, that's also fine, and the korban is kosher with just one or the other component of the minchas nesochim. Hamatonos sha'al mizbeach hachitzo. The various korbanos, animal korbanos, require sprinkling of the blood upon the altar, upon the outer altar of the Beis HaMikdash. Some korbanos which we learned about the Maseches Zvochim, require a matandam, the placement of blood, upon all four corners of the Mizbeach. And some only require shtei matono shehein arba, placing of the blood on two diametrically opposite corners of the Mizbeach. Suppose one of those matonos was not performed, no matter, because the matono shel mizbeach hachitzon einon ma'akvo zo azo, the absence of any one matandam, of any one application of the blood, does not interfere with the validity of the other application. As the Mishnah says in Maseches Zvochim, im lo nosan elo matono achas kiper, the korban has fulfilled its function of kapora, of atonement, even in the absence of one matono. Mishnah Beis continues with this theme and says, haporim v'ho'elim v'hakevosim einon mi'akfin ze eze. On the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we already learned that two sheep are brought as korbanos shlomim, zifrei shalmei tzibur, shalmei atzeres, and they accompany the shtei halech and the two loaves of bread, which are a central component of the Shavuos service in the Beis HaMikdash. Besides the two sheep for the korban shlomim shel tzibur and the two breads, the Torah speaks in Parshas Emor of additional korbanos ola, totally burnt offerings, which come together with the shtei halechem. The pasuk says in Parshas Emor, "V'hikraftem al halechem," that together with the lechem, literally upon the lechem, one should bring the tzibur, the community must bring shivas kivosim, seven sheep, upar ben bokorechot, one cow, the elim shnoyim, and two rams. Yihyu olo lashem. That's in Parshas Emor. So these are olos which come with the shtei alechem. In Parshas Pinchos, we learn of still more olos to be brought on Shavuos as korbanos musaf, as additional korbanos for the chag. They are separate from the shtei alechem. They're the musaf hayom, the musaf for the day of Shavuos. And there, the Torah says, v'hikraftem olo, porim b'nei voko shnayim, two cows, ayel echod, one ram, and shivo kevosim, seven sheep. Our Mishnah is coming to teach you that these two groups of olos, the group of olos that comes with the shtei halechem, and the group of olos that comes as a korban musaf, that the absence of one set does not invalidate the other set. They have two separate sets of korbanos. Meaning, it's possible to bring the olos shtei halechem without the musafim, and it's possible to bring the musafim without the olos shtei halechem. Similarly, within the set of olos musaf, suppose instead of having both the sheep and the rams and the cow, one or the other is missing, it doesn't matter. They are not ma'akev one the other. Although, when it comes to the olos shtei halechem, there the three minim are ma'akvos elu es elu. So this is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon adds something separate. And he says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hoyu lohem porim mirubim, v'lo hoyu lohem nisochim. Suppose the community had sufficient funds to purchase many of the porim of the cows necessary for their korbanos. But they could not afford the many cows plus the nisochim, the wine, to go with them. In such a case, holds Rab Shimon, yaviyu par echod unisochov, it's better to bring one cow with its accompanying wine, velo yikrivu kulon velo nisochim, and not to bring many cows without any wine. So holds Rabbi Shimon. He learns this from a pasuk. However, the halacha is not following Rabbi Shimon. And so we have completed the first and second Mishnayos of the fourth perek, In the process, we have completed lesson number 9.